There are two mitzvahs that are given to Noach and his family while in the Teva. Now the truth is, the term mitzvah is probably not the correct halachic term to be used, because mitzvah usually has the connotation of something that's lederis. This is more of a horosho, a particular commandment, particular instruction that they had to follow at that limited time, during that kufa that they were inside the Teva. So there were two halachas, two quasi mitzvahs, the rosho, whatever you want to call them, that were given to Noach and his family. One was, they had to support all the animals. So Noach was given the responsibility to feed the animals. Another mitzvah that was given, B'teres Isser, B'teres Losa, says the rosho was, that there was an Isser of Tashma Shamita in the table. They weren't permitted to be, Noach and his sons were not permitted to be with their wives together during the tkufa of the ma'abo. So mitzvah zeh, mitzvah zeh, neither of them mamish explicit in the chumash, but zeh shtein tashim bapech, as I'll elaborate, that these were the two dinim, the two halachas that were given to Noach and his family in that year. The question is there any connection between these two things? Well, just coincidentally, there was one parasha. There's a mitzvah here, a losa sahir. Or is it almost like an underlying theme, a brisket Torah? There's two separate, distinct halachas. But it's really shnayim shem echad. It's really two sides of the same coin. How is it two sides? But my inyan zeitzel zeh. It is a parasha shemitah together with the mitzvah l'hachlas of behemus. What's the common denominator? So the chora, both of these mitzvahs are given to Noach and his family, are a direct response to the potential deficiency of Noach and his family. And again, Yaduah Mufursa from Chazal, that as great a tzaddik as Noach was, Kiyoschor Isi Tzidik Lafonim Darazeh, Ish Tzaddik Tanar of Darazeh, there's no question Noach was a Heilige Tzaddik, no question. On the other hand, there was clearly something lacking. There was clearly something missing, and Chazal speak about it time and time again, particularly in the comparison and contrast of Avinu, that Noach, again, hard for us to judge, we didn't live in the door of Noach. But Noach was a tzaddik, yes. Pretty much his tzidkus revolved around himself. And in terms of his absolute dedication and devotion to the world around him, there was something missing. Again, we're not pointing fingers at Bobby Afford, we've been cutting against Noach. I always feel Noach sometimes gets the, only because Pashas Noach is the week before Lech Lecha, so he always gets the shortchanged. But the Chazal say it in a certain sense, that he wasn't Avraham Avinu. And his lack of living up to what Avraham Avinu eventually came, ultimately reflected itself in this idea that Avraham Avinu, the Torah tells us time and time again, V'ikva Shem Avraham B'Shem Hashem, and Avraham Avinu is the one who's out looking for guests, and Avraham Avinu is the one who's going through Mekar of the world, he's the one who's helping everybody. I mean, just don't find that. Noach is a big tzaddik. He doesn't hurt anybody, doesn't rob anybody, doesn't kill anybody, doesn't act immorally. It's true. And a great, great Mesuas Nefesh at the time, and that wasn't the norm. But in terms of his going out for the others, there was something deficient. And perhaps that's the nekuda of both of these mitzvahs. To highlight to Noach, to his family, that you cannot literally live in a teva by yourself. You can't lock yourself up and say, everything's good with me. It doesn't really matter what goes on around us. The rabbi writes in the Cheshuva, if a person is a perish b'dechit tzibur, so it's a chashash in the chinek of haba, what's meant to perish b'dechit tzibur? So the rabbi writes, a perish b'dechit tzibur is not someone who's not frum. Is that someone who doesn't daven? Not someone who doesn't learn? Perish b'dechit tzibur, the rabbi says, is someone who's ain't a meitzer, but tzarosin shal Yisrael, ain't a misani mohem. Doesn't bother him if other people are suffering. Doesn't bother him what's happening around him. As long as he's okay, he's safe, he's good to go, everything's fine. That's a chashash of a perish medech etzibur. Noach is given two mitzvahs to highlight what it means to care about others. One is to practically care, to physically care. Take care of others. Now, there were no other others in the teva to take care of, except the animals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made a nace that all the animals came to dinner by themselves. There was no need for Noach to be standing there handing out pancakes to everybody for breakfast. They could have lined up the elephants and the monkeys and the lions. Everyone could have eaten in a Masudadik away. What does Noach have to wear the chef's hat and serve and feed every animal on the table? to teach Noach, you're going to come out of the teva someday. You have to take care of others as well. It's not enough that you have what to eat. Make sure the animals have what to eat as well. Don't sit down to eat before those animals eat. Like there's a din l'derech, you can't eat lunch until you feed the animals first. It teaches you sensitivity to others around you. Tashra Shamita, even though Noah refraining from being with his wife is not going to help anyone outside. The people are drowning whether he's going to be with his wife or not. But there's basic sensitivity. Somebody else is suffering. It's got to impact. It's got to bother you. And therefore, for Noah to be involved in activities that would be insensitive to the pain and suffering of others, that's part of the same deficiency. When the whole world revolves around your personal safety and your happiness, it doesn't bother you that other people are suffering. That goof is a problem. So the two mitzvahs that are given to Noach are not two separate dinim. They're really one and the same. And at the height of the sensitivity to the plight of others. And sometimes you can do something about that plight, and sometimes you can't. But just Imam Nachman Tzara is also important. So I think we live very much in a time where there are vibes in the world around us, very Noach-oriented vibes. There are many, many people who express this philosophy in many, many different ways of, as long as I'm okay. Now, you can plug in what that means. As long as I'm okay can mean, as long as I'm spiritually okay, as long as I'm physically okay, as long as nothing's going to happen to me, I'm invincible, I'm bionic man, nothing's going to happen to me, I'm healthy, I'm young, and therefore, I don't want to be bothered with all the bothers and the tirchas that have surrounded the entire civilized world today. Leave me alone. I'm okay. Nothing will happen to me. Worst I'll get, I got a cold for a couple of days. So that's a very, very unteridika. Hashkos. We're part of a world. We're part of people around us. Decisions that we make impact on others as well. And even if a person would be correct in that assessment, which he's probably not correct in, even Zolzayn that would be true in his wildest dreams, that he would have the Ruach HaKodesh, that he's invincible, which again is most probably incorrect. But the other person next to you is not invincible. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us a challenge in our lives that we sometimes have to do things that are maybe not the most comfortable, because the decisions that we make will impact the world around us. So maybe the avoida of this generation is the avoida of Noach. Maybe the avoida is the sensitivity that there are others suffering, sensitivity that there are others who are frightened, the sensitivity that there are others who are affected by our actions. So the next time we find ourselves falling into that very anti-Torah hashgacha of B'shviris libi eilech, Noach had to get bit by a lion to remind him that we're not in this of ourselves. But Baruch Hu, give us a siyata shemaya, make the right decisions. Hein in yoni gashmias, hein in yoni ruchnias. The message is not only for this generation, the message is for deri deris. And we're part of a greater world, and we have to look around at those around us and see what can we do in order to enable them to be safe. Hein bin yoni gashmias, hein bin yoni ruchnias. Wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Yet to Shem Sunday, we have to read the Seder and share with the Shem Sunday. Shabbos, 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 Shabbos.